Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 FM WCLK. I'm Reva Blue. And with me on the phone is the great guitarist George Benson. Hello, George Benson.
All right. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Everything is great out here in Arizona.
Arizona must be kind of hot.
It's very hot, but it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to coming to Atlanta, Georgia, though.
Yes, you'll be here on for the Sunset Jazz at Chastain Park Amphitheater this Saturday, August 19th, starting at 6 p.m. The show is being hosted by Will Downing and features yourself and Boney James and Regina Bell. And also, you're celebrating your 40th anniversary in the business as well.
We have been, that's since Breezy came out, that is. Yeah, it's fantastic. And I always look forward to playing at Chastain Park. It's a great venue.
You have been, you are one of the legendary artists, guitarists. What are some of the biggest lessons you've learned professionally since you've been performing?
Well, you know, probably the biggest moment for me was winning the Record of the Year with the album Reason and the song This Masquerade. But all the names that you mentioned, I had something to do with over the years, you know. So I look forward to working with them on the show. I think it's going to be a fantastic evening, and I hope to see everybody there.
Oh, I can hear the audience now. Applause, standing ovations. And you mentioned Breezin'. Tell us about Breezin'. And is this one from one of your favorite albums and a tune that you love to perform?
Yeah, you know, the fortunate thing for us is that Breezin' had a lot of beautiful songs on it, and they're still popular among people. So we grab things out of the album, we include them in our show. People expect us to do that. But they often ask us, do we get tired of doing those songs? The fortunate thing is that I've had great songs, so I don't get tired of them. When they ask me, you know, to perform them, I'm the first one to say, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm ready for that.
And what would be one of your most memorable moments in your career as you've been playing some of these classic tunes that we love to hear, like Masquerade and Give Me the Night and Breezin'?
Well, first playing them on the radio in New York for the first time, people didn't know me as a singer. They knew me as a guitar player. And so after I played the new song that they had never heard before, Breezin', on the radio, people started calling the radio station. And all the phones started lighting up. Then he said, what else is on the album? I said, well, we got one more cut I'd like you to hear. It's a little early playing it because it won't be out till next week. But I played This Masquerade, and every phone in that building lit up. And I talked to people on the phone all over New York City. So that was a very exciting experience for me.
And our listeners still call and request these songs that you have been playing that are now just wonderful classics in our music library.
Yeah, I find that true all over the world. We play in Moscow, we go down to Sydney, Australia, it doesn't make any difference, Thailand, the Philippines, you know, London is a big place for us, you know, all throughout Great Britain. But I'll tell you, that Atlanta, Georgia has always been one of my favorite places to play. I like being in Atlanta. A lot of things have happened, you know, in Atlanta. I remember the Pascal brothers,
yeah,
who had the first black-owned hotel in modern time. And I played with Jimmy Smith there. At that time, the town was divided into two parts, you know. I can't remember the name of the main street there, but everybody, all of the African-Americans lived on one side of that street. And then the colleges were coming along at the time.
Yes.
So I met a lot of brand new, you know, kids with different ideas, and they wanted to be professionals. So I saw Atlanta grow. And then I remember they had their first black mayor. I used to go hang out at the mayor's mansion or wherever they call that. And it was really exciting times. And then we started playing Chastain Park. 5,000 people at a time. It was a great experience. And I'm sure we're going to have another one this weekend.
Well, we are looking forward to watching you and hearing you perform this Saturday for the Sunset Jazz at Chastain Park Amphitheater. And again, alongside Boney James and Regina Bell, and hosted by Will Downing. This is going to be a great night of music, and we're looking forward to spending some time with you this weekend.
Well, all right.
Thank you so much, George Benson. Nice talking to you, and we'll see you on Saturday.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.